The gardeners were highly visible across much of the city, gardening hats, waving maps, looking for those garden walk front lawn signs, and taking lots and lots of pictures. There were also the corner signs where the shuttle buses were picking up and dropping off the visitors, although some traditionally have arrived in chartered buses for the event, sometimes from miles away. Garden Walk's Barbara Cavanaugh says it was a good day in good weather.
The number of gardens is about the same as it's been the last couple of years, something over 400. Which maybe that's as big as we'll get. We don't know. We're very democratic about the gardens we allow to be on the walk, but they have to look good, which is a little social gardening type pressure.
The gardens did seem to look good, with whispers going around about where to look at really impressive gardens. There were a lot of visitors on Norwood, with a towering canopy of trees covering the street and the cars of residents and visitors. Roseanne Bavasotto says it can take a lot of time, but it's worth the effort.
Scenery was kind of here when my son bought the house, and I've just added the flowers and maintained it, the weeding, and I just love it. It's very peaceful. I come back here, I spend hours, and it's very calming, and I just love it. People ask me, why? What are you doing? Why are you? I said, I don't know. It's just I find tranquility here.
This gardening can have some complications. Bavasotto has to get the fish out of the backyard stream and take them to a pond in the basement of her son's home for winter quarters. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.